WMFO in Medford.
Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
Of course, you know this means war.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
Of course you know. This means war.
Now where have I heard that line before?
Freak sucks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you had now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
Be one of the few, the proud Marines.
Where is it? I've never heard of any music like this in my life before, and if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Harmony is layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
Bombing in 5 minutes.
Thank you.
like to be the president.
Okay.
So I can show you how your money.
War out there, old friend. A world war. And it's not about who's got the most bullets. It's about who controls the information. What we see and hear, how we work, what we think. It's all about the information.
Yeah.
Welcome. 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 To the plastic sushi. No. No. This is not a plastic sushi. This is a Tears of the Gods. A Tears of the Gods sound collage. Only here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform. Non-commercial community. And even sometimes educational radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert. And in case you didn't know it, a sound collage that I make always has some kind of a theme. And then we go mixing it up with audio clips from movies and TV shows and documentaries, sometimes political speeches, real-world historical events. Yeah, we mix those in between and on top of the music. And all of the music needs to match a particular weekly theme. If we're doing a plastic sushi, then we start off with some Japanese music. That's always at least two songs, maybe more. And then we go genre jumping, playing as wide a variety of different music as we can that matches our theme. On the other hand, we kind of alternate, not strictly, but with Tears of the Gods sound collages, which have those audio clips from who knows where mixed in, but we always have a feature for you, or multiple features. And we may not do the genre jumping. Instead, we might just go and explore one or two genres. Well, no, it's usually always at least two. But yeah, we don't necessarily go crazy with the genre jumping like we do on a plastic sushi. So our theme this evening, considering all the hostilities that are currently taking place on this planet Earth, and those that have taken place all around the world, our theme is called War. War version 4.0, which follows on the sonic path of a version I did, so many years ago. War 1.0 on April 7th, 2006. And then, a little more than a year later, I did a different version, War 2.0. It was co-hosted with my good friend, Tim Coleman, who was sometimes a substitute DJ. He hasn't been a DJ here in a while, but yeah, he's also a sometimes WMFO DJ, as was Clara this semester, the DJ who was filling in right before. And then, in April 2013, a week after Tufts was shut down after the Boston Marathon bombing, we did War version 3.0. And now here is my fourth take on the theme with some rather epic sound collage remixes that I've got in store for you this evening. And this being a Tears of the Gods, as we said, we always have some kind of a feature for you. And tonight, we've got two of them, two featured artists. The American rock funk fusion band War, which mixed up in their music different styles of rock and funk and punk and jazz. Yeah, that's what they did. And then our second featured artist is AC/DC. My favorite hard rock band to go run into. And we've got four songs from them that basically match our theme of war. We began the show with one song from each of them, War with, appropriately enough, Why Can't We Be Friends? And then AC/DC's Dogs of War from their Malcolmless Rock or Bust album. Shoutouts this evening to Diane, just a few thousand feet away from me in Medford, but not Chuck U. He's away out in, he's away this week. And then, a little further out, we've got Arthur, who this week informed me that his favorite rock album ever is by the 13th Floor Elevators, an early psychedelic band. They were the first band to call themselves psychedelic. Their album Bull of the Woods is Arthur's favorite, and actually I managed to get myself a copy of it, and I'm looking forward to listening to it soon. And then a little further up north, we've got John Fisk in Beverly. And I had sent John a heads up about tonight's featured artist because I know John's not a big fan of AC/DC. But I'm happy to say he's decided to tune in anyway. And several years ago, he taught writing classes at Bunker Hill Community College, and he had war as a theme. So, yes. And then further south, we've got Philip in Smithtown, New York, and maybe some of his perhaps his son Ryan, perhaps his wife Carol. So, in the next set, well, here's the structure of tonight's show. In the first hour, we had our intro set, and now we've got two more sets for you. We're going to have in this first set, we're going to be hearing from both our featured artists and also Little Jerky Boys, real life comedy skit piece, sort of. And also the Ramones, and then Charlie Hayden with a short piece called War Off Orphans. And yeah, let's get the rest of your Friday night sound collage party going with a little AC/DC song called Heat Seeker, and a live version for you. Here on WMFO in Medford, the Tears of the Gods sound collage. Yeah.
Yeah. bruise.
You did bring a little to the surface, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Look at those bruises.
Oh, what he deserved. Naughty, naughty little boy.
Civil War memorabilia that you had advertised?
Yes.
Yes, can you tell me what it consists of?
Well, we have guns, several guns.
Uh-huh. Do you have any Confederate weapons, or what type of weapons do you have?
Well, I don't know if you consider a Confederate weapon, but he's got a Deuce 5. At least he told me it's called a Deuce 5. And we have some of the old guns there that with the powder blows off on your hand and it explodes.
Right. Do you know what guns they are?
Yes, they're old cavalry guns.
Cavalry guns.
Yes, and he's also, in the garage, he's got a Gatlin gun.
He's got a Gatlin gun.
Yes, he's looking to get rid of it because the police are always around because, you know, they say it's unlawful for him to blow the Gatlin gun off in the back of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And he fires it into the woods and he takes down a lot of the forest out there. Yeah, so we're having a bit of a problem.
What is the Gatling gun date from? Does he have a date on it?
Oh, I would say it's back in the 1870s or something.
1870s, okay.
Oh, boy, that when that goes off. Bra, 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 bra.
I could imagine.
Oh, my word. Hello?
Hello, we got disconnected.
Yes, why are you hanging up on me, sir?
I didn't. We got disconnected.
Oh, my God, I'm sorry.
I didn't get disconnected. No, I didn't hang up.
I'm sorry, I said.
And you, do you have other things, too?
Well, yes, he's got an old foot. A foot, like a dried foot.
A dried foot?
Yes. And it's Civil War memorabilia. It was in a boot.
I'm sorry, what do you mean a foot?
It's an actual foot from a soldier that was given to him in the 60s, the 1960s.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's unusual.
Pardon me?
I said I've never even heard of something like that.
Yes.
And what other things do you have?
Well, he's got cannons. One of them's not really put together, and one of them's a beautiful. It's a big... On the 4th of July, he blows that off.
That's an original Civil War cannon?
Loud.
That's an original Civil War cannon?
Oh, it's a big one. When he blows that off, all the windows in the neighborhood shake. That's why we're in so much trouble.
I can imagine.
Yes.
That's an original Civil War cannon?
And he's got suits. He's got those silly suits from the North and the South, you know.
I'd be interested in coming up and purchasing it.
Well, you can have whatever you like, because I told you, he's already in enough trouble with the police. One day I feared he was going to turn the Gatling gun on them. Yes, he's crazy. He's a fool. He's a wartime hero fool. Okay. You got to be very, very careful with those guns. They make me very scary.
I know. I have some, and I don't fire them.
One time he nearly blew both of his arms and his face off with that damn thing. Yes, because he put too much of the split shot or something. I don't know. He blew the muscle right off the freaking gun and blew it across the garage. And it ripped a hole in the sheetrock.
Wow.
Now, should I tell him that you'll be interested in the boot with the foot in it?
I'd probably be interested in everything.
You ever see how they make the dried up little shrunken heads?
Oh, God.
Yes, well, he's had this for many years. He praises it. All he does is bring it out in his drunken stupor in front of his friends. Can he call you or something to make arrangements?
Sure. If he doesn't, I'll give him a call tonight.
All right.
You can call me. I'll be home around 6 o'clock this evening.
Okay, Mr. Ulysses S. Grant.
Okay, I'll
bye.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, it's good to be back in England, and it's good to see all you again. Take it, dude. Bye, Tata!
That the first atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima, a military base. We won the race of discovery against the Germans. We have used it in order to shorten the agony of war in order to save the lives of thousands and thousands of young Americans. We shall continue to use it until we completely destroy Japan's power to make war.
Means that it's just never going to be over. They just want an excuse to have a constant war so they can dominate the world.
You stand up so I can get on my knees.
Hey!
You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform, non-commercial, community, and even sometimes educational radio. Our theme this evening is War, version 4.0. With two featured artists, the American rock funk fusion band, War, and the Australian hard rock band, AC/DC. We began and ended the set with. We started off with a live version of AC/DC's Heat Seeker, and then we heard from War with a remixed version of their big hit Lowrider. And then it was Saul Rosenberg and the Jerky Boys with a piece called Saul's Civil War Memorabilia. And then a live version of Blitzkrieg Bop by the Ramones, followed by Charlie Hayden and War Orphans. And then we finished things off with AC/DC's War Machine. My Plastic Sushi remix of that. My Plastic Sushi Atomic remix. So, we've got another set for ya, and we're going to be hearing both of our featured artists once again, plus Bob Dylan and his Masters of War from the Bootleg series, the Bob Dylan Bootleg series, Volume 9. Yeah, there were a lot of them. But before we do that, we're going to hear from Jello Biafra, who was previously the front man of the Dead Kennedys. Well, actually, yes, this is somebody's mashup of Jello Biafra and Black Sabbath, War Pigs. This piece is called Die for Oil.
You,
sucker.
You look like you're just the ripe age to be drafted. Which would you rather sacrifice, your hot car or your life? Die for oil, sucker. Hello,
Jeff. He said we're headed for war in Iraq. I don't know why you say that. I hope we're not headed to war in Iraq.
Born on the firecracker 4th of July, raised on football and MTV. Never felt what it's like to have to fight to stay free. Vietnam, just a time life book memory. The mask is off again, this time nobody cares, but you can't keep dancing when your legs are blown away. Die for oil, sucker. Hello, Jeff! Can get your face shot off so arms race tycoons won't have to get a real job. The Cold War's over, it was all a mirage. We could use that money, we got problems to solve. But we're not allowed a chance at the peace dividend because our psycho president's got his head in the sand. What kind of a Bush League double cross is this? Cheap oil? The price has already gone up. Die for oil, sucker. Sucker. Hello, Jeff!
It's the ultimate rush. Because you know you're going into the fight to begin with. And then you got a good song playing in the background. That gets you real fired up. Ready to do the job.
You two can get your spinal cord snapped to save greedy kings from the greed of Iraq. And they're sitting on something we can learn to live without, but certain fat cats' bank accounts cannot. Oil. Die for oil, sucker. For this, you get to be all you can be. A dead Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines. Hello, Jeff!
To win the hearts and minds of the people. That's our job. We have to bring the ideal of democracy and freedom to the country.
Once we take over that place, we'll never, ever be able to leave. Somehow we think we're gonna waltz right in to colonize their hearts and minds. But the Arab people are now so damn mad, we'll be lucky to get out of there alive.
Major combat operations in Iraq have ended. In the Battle of Iraq, the United States and our allies have prevailed. Bring them on.
Because America the Beautiful is going to hell. We no longer make cars or TVs very well. Our economy's rigged on selling guns and making war. What happens when no one wants our products anymore? America the Powerful has hit a decline. Our cities and our people are falling apart. Got one thing left to sell. That's the World Police. A mercenary state to ensure there's no peace.
In the fields of bodies burning. Bring them on. As the war machine keeps turning. Bring them on. Bring them on.
Oh, Lord,
bring them on.
I'm a war president. I make decisions here in the Oval Office and foreign policy matters with war on my mind.
It's about the 23 million people of Iraq and bringing them freedom. And that's what we're really here to do.
Targeting capabilities and the care that goes into targeting is as impressive as anything anyone could see.
Got him. Good. Second one. Hit the other one.
This was a lot more real and true than just a video game. A lot of people thought it was just me. Oh, yeah, look through the sight and see. No. A lot of this is face-to-face, and especially riding by after some of the bombs have went off and seeing all the people on the side of the road bloated up and just all the smells around you. I mean, from the people lying dead, rotted, and it's a lot more gruesome than you think.
We called in with some artillery and some napalm and things like that. Some innocent women and children got hit. We met them on the road, and they had little girls with noses blowing off and like husbands carrying their dead wives and things like that. That was extremely difficult to deal with, because you're like, shoot, like, what the hell do we do now?
The care that goes into it, the humanity that goes into it.
For oil. Don't be a sucker.
Lay there in the sun,
felt it caressing my face as I fell asleep and dreamed. I dreamed I was in a Hollywood movie and that I was the star of the movie. This really blew my mind, the fact that me, an overfed, long-haired, leaping gnome, should be the star of a Hollywood movie. But there I was. I was taken to a place, the Hall of the Mountain King. I stood high upon a mountaintop, naked to the world, in front of every kind of there was long ones, tall ones, short ones, brown ones, black ones, round ones, big ones, crazy ones. Out of the middle came a lady. She whispered in my ear something crazy. She said, hot flames of fire roaring at my back. As she disappeared, but soon she returned. In her hand was a bottle of wine, in the other a glass. She poured some of the wine from the bottle into the glass, raised it to her lips, and just before she drank it, she said, take the wine, take that girl, spill the wine, take that girl, spill the wine, take that girl, spill the wine, take that girl, take that girl, yeah, it's all yours.
Maybe we're not done with you then. I think I might have to correct you one more time.
I'm your masters of war. You that build all the guns. You that build the death planes. You that build the big bombs. You that hide behind walls. You that hide behind desks. I just want you to know I can see through your masks. You that never have done nothing but build to destroy. You play with my world like it's your little toy. You put a gun in my hand and you hide from my eyes. Then you turn and run farther when the fast bullets fly. Like Judas of old, you lie and deceive. A world war can be won. You want me to believe. But I see through your eyes, and I see through your brain, like I see through the water that runs down my drain. You fasten the triggers for the others to fire. And you sit back and watch when the death count gets higher. You hide in your mansion as young people's blood flows out of their bodies and is buried in the mud. You've thrown the worst fear that can ever be hurled. Fear to bring children into the world. Foe threatening my baby, unborn and unnamed. You ain't worth the blood that runs in your veins. How much do I know to talk out of turn? You might say that I'm young, you might say I'm unlearned, but there's one thing I know, though I'm younger than you, that even Jesus would never forgive what you do. Let me ask you one question, is your money that good? Will it buy you forgiveness? Do you think that it could? I think you will find when your death takes its toll, all the money you made will never buy back your soul. And I hope that you die and your death will come soon. I'll follow your casket by the pale afternoon, and I'll watch while you lord down to your deathbed, and I'll stand over your grave till I'm sure that you're dead.
Why don't you stand up so I can get on my knees?
I'm a fighting fool.
You're listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts freeform, non-commercial, community, and even sometimes educational radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and our theme this evening is called War, version 4.0. We began that last set with a mashup of Jello Biafra and Black Sabbath's War Pigs, Die for Oil, Sucker. And then it was one of our two featured artists, the American rock funk fusion band War, with another one of their biggest hits, Spill the Wine. And then it was a deep cut from Bob Dylan's catalog, Masters of War, which I found on this album called the Bootleg Series, Volume 9 of it, the Whitmark Demos from 1962 to 1964. And we concluded that set with our other featured artists, AC/DC, and Spoilin' for a Fight from their Black Ice album. Here's some numbers for you to think about. The United States has less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of its prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Yes, some numbers to think about. So, as we come into the second hour here on WMFO in Medford, I've got two rather intense sound collages for you. And I want to really reiterate Chuck Yu's disclaimer that I have in every intro set of my program. The views expressed in the audio clips mixed into this sound collage do not necessarily reflect those of Tufts University, WMFO, or even this show's producer. That'd be me. And this first of the two sets that I'm going to play for you in this second hour, the first one we're going to be hearing from this rather avant-garde artist, Terry Thelmetz, and Your Ass's Grass from their album Soil. And it's got a marine talking about shooting and guns, and you're going to have to like pay attention to go and hear what he's saying, because the levels were kind of low in that mix on purpose by the artist. We're also going to hear U2's Love and Peace or Else